Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Bereishis, Shabbos Bereishis, Tov Shin Pei. A learning Shabbos Nishmas. My grandfather is Yartza with Chalmoid Sukkos Moshe Chai Ben Edidya. My wife's grandfather, who's Yartza, is the Shabbos Moshe Chaim Ben Avram Abba. And Baruch Tzvim Rivenosim, Daniel Sabbath Aliyaz, Yisrael Alevi. Sukkos for Shlem for Devon Henech Morchai Befer Simcha, Bidim and Simcha Ben Edinu Minya. It's Barale Bechai Masha, Beso, Shachai Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Holy Chidush Arim. The first Ger Rebbe. And he says, if you ever look in the Sefer Torah, the word Bereishis, the first letter, Beis, is spelled Beis Rabasi. It's spelled with a big Beis. And the question says the Chiddush Arim, why is the Bereishis? Why is Bereishis with a big Beis? What's the Torah trying to teach us? It says the Chiddush Arim, such a beautiful insight. It says that at the end of the day, what's a Beis? A Beis is a bias. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to make sure to tell us, we have to make ourselves a bias. That the Shekhinah will want to come in. To make ourselves, in the beginning, at the Reishis, a bias. To make sure that we're holy. To make sure that we're caring and kind. To make sure that we're always looking to grow. To make sure that our heart is kulo, the Torah. Says the Chiddush Arim, you want to know why there's a big Beis there? Because Beis stands for bias. A bias is your house. Make sure your neshama is holy. Make sure you're open to be able to hear in holy things. And that's what the Irmi Emes, his great-grandson, who had the tremendous privilege to be by his kever on the last minutes of some of the last minutes of Hoshana Rabbah in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. The Emes says that's exactly what we say. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael on Shmini Atzeres, Kol Shalei Pirdat Pirdaschem. It's hard for me. Stay with me one more meal. Stay with me. A suda katana, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Stay with me one more small meal. Says the Imre Emes of Ger, staying in the family of the Chedush Arim. What's pshat of Kol Shalei Pirdaschem? Says the Imre Emes, Tishrei, Elul, such beautiful, beautiful times, such inspirational times. Koshalai Pardaschem, Hashem is begging, make sure you don't leave me. Koshalai Pardaschem doesn't just mean stay in Yerushalayim. Koshalai Pardaschem means even when you leave Yerushalayim, make sure Yerushalayim never leaves you. Make sure you're a bias. Make sure you're understanding, you're a kli. You're walking Kiddush Hashem. To take the inspiration of El and Tishrei wherever you go, says the Imre Emes, a beautiful insight from the Chiddush Arim, the Imre Emes. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, whose Yarta was today Chav Dalet Tishrei. He has a beautiful insight on the Pasuk that says, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk says, Vayav Elokim Ein Or, Ubein HaChoshech. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu created between light and darkness. So that's the Pashup Shot. Kadosh Baruch Hu created light in between darkness. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, a beautiful insight in Emuna, in foundation of faith. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the first student of the Baal Shem Tov, he says that even when a person is in Choshech, you have to always be looking for the or. Gam imke achoshech shora nekudas or v'al adam lahavdil mitoch achoshech. V'yavdil lukim ben or ben achoshech means we have to try to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even in amongst the Choshech, even amongst the darkness, to always to look for the light, to always look for a Kadosh Baruch Hu at the end, in the middle. To know that even when they're going through hard times, Rabbi Nachman is mamash there. And this is exactly what Rabbi Nachman says in Torah and Vav, the famous song out of these words. Even amongst the concealments of concealments, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamash hidden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden mamash away. It's the whole word of Sukkot. That was the whole idea of Rosh Yom Kippur. Sukkot was to be able to build up. And Sivu Shalom writes from all those earlier stories. It was all built up of Atar Haris Aldas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein On Mivado. Be able to make that proclamation, to make that statement on Simchas Torah, that I firmly believe in the Rabbonu Shalom. And at the end of the day, no matter what, even if they're amongst the Choshech, I know the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in my life. I believe in the Rabbonu Shalom. That's what the Zohar says. Sukkah is the Tzel of the Amnusa. It's the shade of the Muna. Right, Pesach, it's the blechem of Amunah, the Zohar says the matzah, and Sukkah is the shade of Amunah. And that's exactly the whole avot of Vayavda Elokim Ben Or Ben Choshech. To be a little more godly means to even amongst the Choshech to look for Kadosh Baruch Hu, to find the Rabbeinu Shalom amongst the Choshech. The whole idea of a Jew is to be able to have Amunah even in the dark times. Beautiful insight from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef and Rabbi Nachman. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Or HaMeir. The early Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov, the Pasuk says in Aleph Chaf Ches, Vayivarach Osam Elokim Vayimar Lahem Elokim Peru Revu Meluas Haaretz V'Chivshua. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Zachar Nekeva, he told the Zachar to be able to to be able to conquer the land, and to be able to multiply and fill up the land with Kivshu and conquer the land. It says the Or Meir, such a beautiful, 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 beautiful insight. It says Rashi says on the pasuk of Kivshu and he should conquer it. Chaser Vav, but Kivshua doesn't say the Vav there. Why? Shahazachar Kovishas and Akeva Shalti at Yitzianas Volomecha Shaish Shadarka Lichvosh Mitzvah Perivi Veriva Velo Isha. Right? It's the mitzvah of man to go after the woman for the mitzvah Periviva. We know the woman's not obligated halachically in Peru Revu, but the man is obligated. Says the Or HaMeir, a Chasidish of Pshat. He says, Shaish Shadarka Lichvosh. You want to know what an Ish is? It's someone who's able to lichvosh, who's able to be able to conquer. He's able to withstand, to withhold, to restrain himself. Someone who's able to conquer his Yitzhara, Zakai li karas be b'shem ish, then you're zochah to have the shem ish. You don't know what it means to me a man. It means to have a desire and to say no. To be able to conquer your Yitzhara. And he actually even says at the end of the day, where the Or HaMeir goes on and says, you want to know what one way how to fulfill the mitzvah peru avu? It's davka l'holi tamid chedusha mitoira. You need to make sure you're constantly learning Torah, constantly coming up with different new ideas in Torah. But the simple explanation says the Or HaMeir. He gives two ideas over here. He expands that whole idea on Torah. He says the idea, want to know what an ish means? An ish means when you're able to conquer your Yitzhara. I'll be able to understand that at the end of the day, I'm able to conquer my Yitzhara dafka through Torah. Then you're zochet to the shame ish. And this is where I actually saw from the Imam Amos as well. Imam Amos says the whole Yontav Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. The whole idea is it's the yontav of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the yontav of celebrating the Torah. The Kotzker says, even the Shemesh Mo quotes in the Shana Rabbah, what are you going crazy on Simchas Torah? It's not about what we just finished. It's about Hala Asid. It's about telling the Rebbeinu Shem, now that we just went through a Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Shana Rabbah, Sukkos, we are ready to rededicate, to recommit ourselves to a life of learning, to a life of living, to be on fire, to have the light of Torah in our lives. And that's exactly what it means, says the Or HaMeir. To be a peru of Romulus Arts of Kivshua, to be zochet, to have the name Ish, is dafka by conquering our Yitzhara, Baris Elios, or Yitzhara, Blazlo, Tortavlin, dafka through the learning of Torah, beautiful insight of the Or HaMeir, and the Emir Emes, moving on to Adiyah number 4. Adiyah number 4 comes to us from the Tefer Shlomo, right after the Chid of Eitz Adas. Pasuk says in Gimel Chav Beis, Vayomar Hashem Alokim, in Adam Ayah Ka'achem, Imen Adas Tovara, it's time, at the end of the day, Adam sinned. He has to know now, he has to know good from bad. He has to, because at the end of the day, he took from the tree of life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu banishes him from Gan Eden. And it's fair, Shlomo says, this is such a beautiful shot, especially when they're still in the month of Tishrei. He says, we know Chazal tells that the word Va'ata, the Lashon of Tshuva, Va'ata, in the Va'ata, El Lashon Tshuva. Look at the Pasuk again. The Rebbeinu Shem is telling Adam, Va'ata, make sure to do tshuva. Penishlach yado v'lakach gam etachayim v'achach chayv'chay al yolam. If you do va'ata, then yesh lo takana v'chay la olam. Be able to live forever. Person is so focused sometimes on the sin itself. Says the Tefer Shlomo, v'chay la olam means make sure to do tshuva. And then you'll be zochet to make sure to do ba'ata. Then meitzachan va'achal achachay le'olam. You're able to do tshuva. You'll be able to come back to the Rebbeinu Shem. And this is exactly the same shot. We said this last year, but it's kedai to say it over again from the Sfarno. A few pesukim later, by Kain and Hevel and Dalet Vav. Vayomer Hashem al Kain lama achara lach v'amal nafal panacha. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu listens. He accepts Hevel's carbon, but doesn't accept Kain's carbon. And he says to Kain, "Why are you so sad? Why are you so down?" Says the Sfarno. This is literally Rabbi Nachman 101. You messed up, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Kain. You messed up. Stop focusing on the past. Make sure to focus in the future. Stop focusing on the past. And then, because if you focus on the past so much, you're not able to move on. Says, this is exactly the word that Tefer Shlomo says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam, Va'ata, do tshuva, then l'chal yoylam. And that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Kain. Lama nafal panacha. Stop worrying about the past. Learn about it. Feel bad about it. But learn from it and now grow it from it from the future. Beautiful insight on making sure to use our mistakes, to be able to use our past, be able to help us grow for our future. And finally, the fifth and final idea comes to us from the Bermayim Chaim. Pasuk says in Perek Dalad, Pasuk Ches, Yomer Kain al Hevel Achiv. Kain says to his brother Achiv, "Ayi b'Yosef b'Sar v'Yakim Kain al Hevel Achiv Ariyageo." Right? Kain is very upset that his carbon wasn't accepted, and Hevel's wasn't. He kills him. Says the Rambam Chaim. The pasuk says Vayomer Kain al Hevel Achiv. He said to his brother. Rambam Chaim brings up a diak. Rak bepiv. Only in his mouth did he feel like he was a brother, but in his heart, down deep in his soul, in his gut, in his neshama, he hated him so much. Says the Rambam Chaim, our idea, our job is live in life to be able to make sure that we not only say what we mean, but we mean what we say. That we care for everyone. We sincerely care for everyone. And this is exactly, we said this earlier today, but I think it's clear to say it again. Kashlai perdaschem. Rav Yitzchak Avorka, Rav Baruch HaMeshbash. It's a beautiful pshat on Kashlai perdaschem. Hashem says, stay with me one more day. Rabbi said it in Emes before Kashlai perdaschem. Means stay with me the whole, stay the El on Tishrei. Make sure it stays part of you. But says Rav Yitzchak Avorka, Rav Baruch HaMeshbash, beautiful insight, Kashlai perdaschem. Kosh Baruch Hu, our father says, it's not just for me. I want the family to stay in Yerushalayim together. Kashlai perdaschem means it's hard for me to see each other. You guys go to Hebron, you guys go to Tzfat, and you guys go to Ephrat. I want the family to stay together. Well, for one more day, the koach of achdus, the koach of ahava. That's what it's all about, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. And that's exactly the insight of Rabbi Meir Chaim says here, that the kain was only befiv, it wasn't in his heart, but our job is to be able to, in our mouths, and in our souls, to feel like we're one family. Beautiful insight of Rabbi Meir Chaim, it's a vork of Baruch HaMeshbash. Let's just review these five ideas. We start with the first idea of the Chiddush Harim. Why is the base big? Because the base stands for bias. A person has to make his bias. There's racious. It's got to be a kli of kedusha. You got to make sure it's a place of that the Shekhinah wants to come to, and that's what the Emor Emes says. Kashalei Pardaska means Chodesh Baruch Hu says make sure to stick Elon Tisha with you. It shouldn't just be okay. Check off to Rosh Hashanah. Check off Yom Kippur. Check off Sukkot. No, it becomes part of you. Becomes a part of your soul. Todos Yaakov Yosef. The pasuk says in Aleph Dal Vayadol Alokim and Or Ben Achoshech. Chodesh Baruch Hu separated from light and from darkness. What's the Avodah says of Todos Yaakov Yosef? A person, even in the Choshech, even in the darkness, even in the hard times, to find the Or, to find the Rebbeinu Shem, to be able to push through. And that's exactly what Rabbi Nachman says in the Torah and Vav. Gam Sham Nimsa Hashem Yisbarach, or as Rabbi Nachman says, Malubash Hashem Yisbarach. And that's the whole Avodah of Sukkos. The Zohar says the Sukkos is called Selah Demnusa. The whole idea of Sukkos is the midah of Amuna, be able to acquire that Amuna, that even in hard times, to know, then to believe in the Rebbeinu Shem. Hemanti Ki Adaber, we said famously from the Kubrena Rebbe. The more we speak about Amon, the more it will become part of us. The third idea, the Ora Meir, the Amari says that by the Pasuk of the Kivshua, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam to go conquer the land of Kivshua. And Rashi says that Ish Darko Lechvosh, it's the man's obligation to be able to conquer. It's the mitzvah per Revu. It says the Ora Meir, a Jew's job is Davka to conquer his Yetzahara. How do you do the Davka through Torah? When you're an Ish, you become an Ish when you're able to withstand, to withhold your Yetzahara. You're able to Davka, do it through Torah, Davka, do it through learning. And that's what the Kutzker Rebbe says, we're holding on to the Sefer Torah and Simchas Torah. It's not just to be a celebration of what we did, but it's a commitment, a rededication, a recommitment to the Rebbeinu Shem, to the Torah once again. The fourth idea is to Fer Shem Va'ata. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam, to Pashup Shah is Va'ata. Now you're going to be thrown out of Gan Eden. Says the Fer Shem, no, Va'ata. If you take the Midah Va'ata, then Chayli Olam, then you'll be able to live forever. And that's what the Sfarno says. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Kain in Dalet Vav, Vamo Fanacha Panacha, why are you so focused on the past, says the Sfarno. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells to Kain, why are you so focused on the past? Stop worrying on the past. Take your past and then infuse it for the future. A positive perspective on messing up. And finally, fifth and final day, Baruch Hu Chaim says, Vayomer Kain Alachavo Achiv. He only said it with his mouth, but down deep in his heart, he hated him very much. Our job is to be echad bepeva echad belief, to sincerely care for every Jew, to care, be kind, and committed to every single person in our nation. And that's where the Rav Yitzchak Avorka and Rav Baruch HaMeshbash wrote up such a beautiful Torah. They say, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kashalei Perdaska means it's hard for me to see my family leave each other, not just me. I want the family to be together one more day in Yerushalayim, before you go to Hebron, before you go to Tzfat, before you go to Efrat, here and there. So you stay together, not just for me, for you. A father wants to see his family getting along. We should be Zocha Bez Hashem to take these lessons, to make sure that we become a bias of our Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell, to be Shechanti Pesochem, to take all the Kedusha of Elon Tisha with us, to be able to understand, to have the Midah of Amunah Mamish in our lips, in our souls, to be able to have the light of Torah, the fire of Torah, to be able to understand that the Tshuva is so close to us, Mamish so close to us, and to always use it to our past, but to help us focus on our future, and to have true Ahavas Yisrael for every Jew we meet in our lives, Be'ez Hashem, and it should be a good Marach Simtovah for a good Ben Shir for us, and all Klai Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem.